It's Lisa and Pete here with a catch-up.
We had a big show Friday with Manu in town and chatting to us before Perth's Good Food and Wine show.
The amazing KD Lang is in Perth on her national tour next week and joined us to tell us all about her show.
And it's Derby weekend, so Matt Prittis from the Eagles and Lachie Neal from the Dockers were in together. You can't miss the awkward 60 seconds where the guys had to drop their rivalry and just love each other.
Experience Perth's best new electrical appliance superstore at the all-new Midland Retrovision. Grand opening sale this Saturday. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
Well, we've got a great thing happening this weekend at the Perth Convention and Exhibition Centre. It's the Perth Good Food and Wine Show, and it's not just about good food but great personalities.
Yes.
And that's why we welcome Manu to the show. Good morning, Manu.
Bonjour.
Very nice to talk to you.
Happy Bastille Day to you guys.
Of course.
Oh, Bastille Day.
Revolution. Yes, excellent.
So are you going to be doing anything special in honour of it being Bastille Day? Are you going to get yourself around to Perth somewhere where you might be able to celebrate?
I'm just going to be myself. You know, I'm going to share myself with Perth this weekend, and I'm going to cook some amazing food for you guys. So you've got to come and turn up and see. There's plenty to do. There's, you know, other chefs there doing cooking demonstrations. There's cheese. There's wine. There's three restaurants.
Smelly cheese.
My God. There's a couple of restaurants there as well. There's Rockefeller. There's Centennial, there's Gringos, there's a lot of food, and it's always fun for us to come to Perth and enjoy the celebration of food.
Did I imagine things when I just saw a picture flash before me on the website for the Good Food and Wine Show of the most divinely coloured thing I've ever seen in an ice cream cone, and it said wine screen.
Oh
my Lord, combining two of my favourite things in the world.
I wish I'd come up with that concept actually. There's wine sorbet and red wine ice cream.
Of course.
Delicious. Delicious.
Oh, what a beautiful pairing of things.
You have a sangria sorbet. Oh, yum.
That's amazing.
The possibilities are endless.
Now, Manu, you have a penchant for appearing across our TV screens, not just on My Kitchen Rules, but of course on your own TV shows as well. Have you got anything in the works that we can look forward to very soon?
I just went to America. I did the southern states of America from Miami to all the way to Texas.
I love the way you said that.
You like that? You like that?
Say it again.
From Miami to Texas.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And I've traveled for 3 weeks and did some amazing stuff there. And I think that comes out on air by January next year on Channel 7. So
did you have
ribs? Yeah, ribs?
And slow cooked brisket and stuff.
Oh. Yeah. All of that, and I fought with an alligator as well. And
what?
And wow.
Yeah. It was really cool.
Who won?
He did.
Manu, you have got so much that you've got to do this weekend, so we'll let you go, good sir. But always
you,
a
Manu.
Pleasure. Thank you for your time, as always.
All right, cheers, guys. Thank you so much.
See you on the weekend.
Okay. See you, Manu.
Bye.
The Perth Good Food and Wine Show. It's on across today, tonight, tomorrow and Sunday.
Texas.
Look, I will never forget the first time I heard KD Lang's Constant Craving. I went straight to the record store and bought the album, Ingenue, and it immediately became one of those albums. And by that, I mean one of those albums you put on and every song is as good as the last. Mm. Now it's being reissued to mark the 25th anniversary, and the lady herself joins us now. Hello, KD Lang.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, if Ingenue is 25, then I obviously bought it with my saved up pocket money and you were just a small child. when you made it, KD.
Astute observation. Astute,
yes.
For sure.
Are you loving the fact that it's going to be reissued on vinyl?
Yeah, well, it sounds better and it's more fun to look at the album covers.
Exactly.
Lee says that all the time.
I've said to Pete, once again giving away my age, that he doesn't know a Christmas that didn't come with all those square, flat things under the Christmas tree, and then you spent the day pouring over the album cover and, you know, everything to tell a story. There'd be the lyrics. Well, we didn't have Google then. And,
you know,
right down to who that you were thanking. It was, you really felt closer to the album itself.
Oh, yeah. When I lived in a town of 650 people in the middle of the Canadian prairies, it was a definite portal into a different world that left an impact on me that took me from there to where I am now, wherever that is.
Now, Katie Lang, you're going to be here Sunday, the 23rd of July, at the Riverside Theatre. So everything sort of kicks off. Tell us what we can expect on the show when you're here.
Well, it's exciting because we are actually performing Ingenue in sequence in its entirety.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So it's going to be quite an experience for me, and I hope it's going to be quite an experience for the people who are sitting in the audience, and especially those who have a relationship with the record, because, I don't know, I've just kind of settled in on this idea of performing it in a really open, a neutral way so that I don't superimpose my own emotions on people, because I know that, like a movie, when a director makes a movie of a book, that sometimes they get it wrong for people, and I don't want to do that.
The 25th anniversary, obviously, you know, does things like spark memories and gives you an opportunity to sort of look back on things. And I came across this article about the National Music Centre in Canada, in Calgary, which is doing an exhibition to honour you on the 25th anniversary, which you had a hand in. It's 33 years worth of stuff that they've collected to put on show. What did you think as you were sort of going through these things, looking at the different things over 33 years that you'd either worn or accomplished or put together?
I don't even know how to put it into words. It was a flood of pride and embarrassment and memories and inspiration, and it's all sort of boiled down to the sort of the tincture of it. I feel pretty proud. I feel like I'm good with what I accomplished and what I've put out in the world.
And by the way, where did you find it all?
It was in storage in Vancouver, and it just, I don't know, I just one day I just went, we need to shut this storage space down, and I met with the National Music Centre in Calgary, which is just an astonishing project and really a gift to culture in Canada. And I was so inspired, I said, I want to give you this, all of this.
Amazing music has come out of Canada. Need I say Leonard Cohen? Hello. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Justin Bieber.
No, yeah. I wasn't going to say Justin Bieber. Leonard Cohen, as we know, is cool God. Too. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, Justin Bieber, where are you from?
I'm in with the Biebs. Hey,
yeah, we know. Well, I thank you for Ingenue and for, of course, everything since then. And we certainly do look forward to seeing it done in order, in its entirety.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. Katie Lang, an absolute pleasure.
I can't
wait. It's the Western Derby this weekend. You're going to hear it live and in Crystal Clear FM with the best call team in the business, by the way, Dennis and Mark Cometti, Lockie Reed, Tanya Armstrong on the boundary, and
Andrew.
What
do they call Mark Cometti?
The Beast.
The Beast.
The Beast, Mark Cometti. You're going to hear that live. And by the way, we just gave away front bar tickets. We have been told that we've got another couple of Derby tickets to give away as well. So we'll do that between now and the end of the show, between now and 9 o'clock. Right now, Lockie Neal and Matt Prittis are still with
squirming
us
squirming in their seats.
How are you, lads? You okay?
Mine's just from my coffee before.
Now, look, it was so good of you both to come in here. And we've been sort of throwing a couple of ideas around, myself and Lisa. And we thought to ourselves, you know, every single time there's a derby, the tensions are high. The town is divided. You cut the air with a knife.
Yeah, the atmosphere is electrical, those cliches.
You know,
yeah.
We hate each other. I mean, we had to get our security guard in here to separate you two. Like, it's been a hell of a morning. We thought it's about time that we just did something nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's why we came up with the compliment derby.
Yes.
Okay?
It's a kind of kindness haka.
All right. Exactly. Kumate, you look great.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we're going to throw 60 seconds up on the clock, right? Lockie Neal, you're going to go first. Okay, and what we want you to do is we want you just to compliment
just to each
compliment
other.
You know, just
say nice things. Right,
say a nice thing about each other. We'll go one for one here. So, Lockie, you'll start, and then Pritty, you know, you can say something nice about Lockie. And don't you know, I want to hear about the
Lockie,
team.
You
I
wanna might comment on Pritty's lovely skin. We all
right,
know
exactly.
He has the best complexion in football.
In fact, we'll give you an example. Lisa, I really love your beanie. I think it's a really nice beanie. You're very welcome.
Thank you, Pete. I really love your 5 o'clock shadow this
thank
morning.
Thank you so much, Lisa. I've been working on it all week. Thank you very much. Oh. All right, guys. You ready?
So is this about football or life?
No, no, just life, just in, life general in general. And, you know, whatever comes to mind, really.
Just feel the love.
All right. And your time starts. Remember, one for one. Lockie, you first, then Pritter back at him. And we'll just keep going until 60 seconds finished.
Yeah, we don't
and,
need 60, right. do we? Yeah,
yeah, well, we're going to find out, aren't we? And your time starts now.
Matt, I really like your clothes you've put on today. You're, for an older bloke, your fashion sense is pretty good.
Well, I can thank my wife for that. So, Lockie, mate, you're a really generous, nice guy.
Lockie?
Matt, I really like the way you play football. I think over the times that I've
Look
played
at him while
you
say it.
Look into my eyes.
I've learned a bit about footy, the way you play.
Nice.
I think you can always judge a bloke by the way they play the footy. And Lockie's a hardworking and team man. So, and Aww. Now that I've met him, it's it matches. So,
all right. What about personal features? What do you think, Lockie? Like, you know,
I do like Matt's hair. It's very very luscious, and I do
now
like
we're talking.
It.
Let's stop here. Eh?
Oh, come on, we got 10 seconds.
So uncomfortable.
We got 10 seconds. Come on, Pritter, one more.
Oh, mate, he's a small man, but he's got a heart of gold and. No, keep fighting, mate.
Wow.
That was beautiful.
Well done, guys.
A little bit of a backhanded compliment on the odd occasion there.
There were
a
couple there, but, you know, we got through it. Oh, well done, lads. That was so good. We're going to put another 60 seconds on the clock, all right? No, I'm just kidding. Well done, guys. Look, thank you so much. You're always...
You look like you feel dirty.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Experience Perth's best new electrical appliance superstore at the all-new Midland Retrovision. Grand opening sale this Saturday.